will. Hi. I will still leave the door a bit open for latecomers. Then I will close the door, and then we will be here just on our own. Okay? So, my name is Marc Jeanverdi. I was born in South Africa, grew up in Switzerland, worked in Germany, and I live now in Spain, Barcelona. Okay? Just to show. I'm very excited to do this workshop because I'm bringing different parts of my history into this room today. Part of myself was working in Germany in the theater. I was acting teacher in Switzerland. And then I left that part going into Spain. You still can leave it open. Yeah. And I studied, in the last couple of years, I studied integral coaching in Canada. And I'm a certified master coach, integral master coach. And now I'm trying to bring these concepts together and try to integrate it for people like you. So you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to act, you don't have to be an actor. So you can bring it out, so that's no problem. The session will be in this room. We won't sit. Maybe at the moment you feel like sitting, or if you need to sit, you can sit. So that's not in the. We will move in this room. There is no. What I'm aiming, not to talk much, so we won't talk with each other for the moment. We don't have to think much, so we can switch all the judgments off and say, let them out there. It's an experiment. That's why I call it Integral Theater Laboratory. We experiment together in here. And the setup will be for the session more or less 1 hour 50 minutes. So first we will have a warm-up phase where we will get to connect with my interior, with my exterior, with how I am, how I feel current way. And then after that we try to get into more neutral space, neutral body, we could say. And from there we try to build the third step. First, we imagine a new self, a greater self, some higher world self, an ideal self. Whatever comes up, that's the right thing for the moment. So that's the third step, getting into imagining it, and then we take contact. We take up contact with this imaginary self. And then, like an actor, we will start to slip into the body of the self. Does that make sense? Okay. So then we try to move and see what's different. What do I experience in my body? How do I experience myself? How do I experience my body? How do I experience space? And how do I experience each other? Okay? And then we will cool down and try to let this all, what happened in, find an image, a word, a mood, an emotion. We will share that. And then I've got the paper you can write down or draw a picture, whatever comes out. So you've got a little record. I would say it's like sketching. So it's nothing perfect. It's like when you, as an actor, you start to feel a character, a different body. You try it on, you move with it, then you change it. So it's a progress, a process, and a progress, working on it. So that's more or less the trail. Okay? I would like you to put all the things on top and back on the back. If you feel like taking off your shoes to be more grounded, that's okay. If you you can also just that you can move, okay, then let's put the shoes underneath, or so they don't disturb. I invite you first to just stand up and find first a place where you would like to stand, somewhere in the room. What we can't avoid what's going out there, but it doesn't matter. We close when we will close tomorrow. We will close, but I just say it's. What's out there is out there. We try to stay in here. I will guide you. So I'm more or less your inner voice. Okay? So you don't have to think, what am I doing next? Try to follow what I will lead you through. There are maybe it's one rule, I would say. Main rule is don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt anybody else. Don't don't push somebody in something they don't want to do. And don't push yourself in something you don't want to do. Okay? So it's just taking care for yourself, for your body, for the group, and for the room. Be aware there are chairs over here. There is a screen there and a bench there. Okay. I think we can close the door when you're ready and put out the sign. So it's warm. The air conditioning doesn't work. There's some air coming in here. That's the working conditions on stage are like that. All the spotlights are on, and you've got all the costumes on, and you're sweating, but. Doesn't matter. Okay, I just quick want to get yourself grounded in here, and if you feel like just closing your eyes for a moment, and I will read you something from a great dancer. She wrote, her name is Martha Graham, just to bring you into the mood. There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there's only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is your business to determine how good it is, not how it compares with other expression. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, and to keep the channel open. So just let those words drop into you. And first of all, observe how you are feeling at this moment. What is this feeling? Where does it show up in your body? Just be aware of it. Accept it. Now put your attention to your body. Is there any tension in your body? Just be aware of it. How are your shoulders? How is your belly? How are your legs? Can you feel in your body where you're holding tension? If you would want to name it, where would it be the most tension you experience in your body? Just be aware of it. Be aware of how are you holding your body. How are you standing? How balanced are you? Just open your eyes and be aware of where are you standing, where in the room. Be aware of people in the room. What's the energy now in here? What can you feel? Then start walking. Take the speed you feel like walking. What's the speed you want to walk? What mood is there when you're walking like you're walking? Now start walking a bit quicker. Now you're changing your mood to your emotions when you walk quicker. What is changing? What is changing in the room? What is changing? What are you perceiving differently now? Great. Be aware of the room, be aware of the other people, and now start to walk double the speed. Okay, take in all the room. Now, okay, you have to get somewhere. You are stressed, you have to get on time. You have to walk quicker. Okay, where in your body are you tension? Where's the tension coming up? Okay, hold that tension. Go quicker. You're late. You're getting late. Well, it's not funny. It's serious. Okay. Be aware. Okay. Where do you feel tension? Okay, what's the maximum speed you can walk without? Yeah, there's a lot of people. We are overcrowded. Yeah, it's clear. Okay, wake up. Change the directions. Walk in different directions. Don't go in. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay. Are you able to walk a bit quicker? You're coming to the nose. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then stop. Stop where you are. Okay, where do you feel tension in your body? Where? Okay, take that tension, feel it, make it tenser. Just now. Okay, That's where you are, the maximum tension, maximum stress. Where is it? In your body. Take it. Can you feel if you are able to contract the muscle of that tension? And this muscle tension goes from there to your whole body. Maybe wanders up to your shoulders. Maybe to your face. What's your face expressing? What's your face expressing? Do that stronger. What's that face expressing? Okay. Okay. Take this tension. Take this. This is when you are in a bad mood, when you are stressed. Okay. Now open your eyes and walk with this tension and look at each other in this tension. Yes. Make it tension. Feel it in your face. Feel it in your face. Feel it in the shoulders. Okay. Can you tense it a bit more? Well, you're really stressed. Nobody understands it. You're really fed up. Whatever. Yes. Give it. Give it more tension. Into the fingers. How are the fingers? Yeah. Tense that up. How? How do you feel? Yes. Great. 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 Don't walk in circles. Walk and look at each other now. Look. Okay. And then just stop in front of somebody. Hear that. Take the tension. Hear that. Okay. Take the tension and look at the other in the tension. And that one who is nearer to the to me, to the wall, don't get out the look, will mirage, will go into the body of the other one. Take over the posture of the other one, that feeling.
One
nearer to the wall.
You take over.
Yeah. Sorry. Feel what's that tension. What's that body? Okay. Now transform. Go back into your tension you had before. And now the other one takes off tension. Imitate. Like a mirror. Imitate tension. Where are the shoulders, the hands? And now make it stronger. Mirror it strong. It's like a mirror reflection which is making it bigger. How is the breathing? Intensify that breathing. Okay. And now let go. Relax. Okay, walk around again. As your normal self, not stressed, feel what's different. What have you experienced in your body? What have you experienced? What are your feelings? Okay, now be aware of each other, look at each other. What's different? Has anything changed? Has the face changed? Has the body changed? The feeling changed? What beliefs does the body you see express? What do you know about the other? What do you feel about the other? What do you like about the other? What's different? And try to relax into that, into this openness. What are you aware of? Now, slowly, walk slower and slower until you find a place where you feel like being, where you feel like standing. Try to fill the whole room. You are here, there's still a lot of space. You need a bit of space around you, just that you don't. Just that you've got enough space to build something in front of you. Okay? Are you okay where you are? Does it need any adaptation? Are you okay? Okay. So please stand on both of your feet. Close again your eyes. Feel into your presence. How present are you? Feel your feet on the ground. Is the weight of your body on both feet the same, or are you inclined to put weight more on the right or the left side? You can move a bit to the left, a bit to the right. Try to relax your knees so energy can flow from the feet through your legs. But make the movement smaller and smaller till you feel your ground. Go with your awareness upwards from the feet to your hips. And where are your hips located? Or is your pelvis more inclined to go backwards or forwards? You can move just a little bit your pelvis to notice. Try to put it in line with your feet. Put your tension, go up, the whole vertebra, up to your neck, and feel your shoulders hanging, your arms hanging. Can you let go of some tension in the shoulders? Then put your attention to your face. Try to close your eyes and then relax all these little muscles in your face. Are you able to relax the lips? And if you feel like yawning, that's no problem. That's perfect to release tension. How is your tongue? And then imagine there's an imaginary string pulling you up from the head up to the ceiling, so you are growing a bit. Great. close your eyes. And now imagine a place where you would like to be. Maybe you see a nice place, a place where you're safe. Now imagine the higher self, the higher evolved being is appearing in front of you. Maybe it's just a quick image, someone standing in front of you. Hold that image. Look at it. How does that person express the body in space? How does it stand there? What's the image coming up? What can you see? Take it. Look at it. Where is it standing? Look at the whole body. Imagine this body in front of you. This beautiful body is coming nearer, standing opposite of you. Ask it, where do you come from? Who are you? What's your name? Ask what you want to know. Be curious. When you feel ready, raise your arms, put your palms out, and the body in front of you puts the palms out too, and you touch, feel the energy of that body. Feel the presence of that body. And then try to make a step forward and to slip into this body. Turn yourself, turn around, slip into. Now see from the body. See yourself, look at yourself, what can you see? And then play forward, backwards. Get out of the body again if you want to see it a bit more. feel you know more or less this body, how it looks, put it on. Move your arms in the body. Move the fingers. You're starting to give life to this new body. And if you start walking, just have the eyes half closed. But feel first, how does this body express itself with the arms, with the fingers? Touch your body. Feel the arms. Feel the head. Feel your hips, your legs. Just take what's coming up. Let the sensation of the body lead you. Start to move. How does it walk? Where are you? How big are you? Grow into this new body. Can you feel a sound in your body? Maybe it's just a soft sound, a little voice. Try to give it the sound a bit out. How am I? How is my sound? Just a sound. It's no, try it out, what it feels. Great, great. You're starting to walk, you're starting to move. Grow in this body, how big is it? How does your heart feel? Give it a sound. Where does your body want to move to? How does it want to move? What's the speed of the body? Take your time. Go into it. Feel it. Try out different speeds, different movements. Now fill up a bit more space, make it a bit bigger, grow more, have it greater, bigger presence, yeah, make it bigger, don't worry, it's nice, it's beautiful. Now take contact with that space, form figures. Where are you? In which space are you? Maybe you can see mountains, rivers, trees, feel them, see them. Make shapes with the outer world. You are part of it. You are the outside. Great. Start opening your eyes fully and look at the other. Start observing the other. What's your feeling? Maybe you're attracted to somebody. Maybe you take in the sensation of the other one. Start playing with the other one. Try to express yourself through the body, who you are, what you are, who you feel, what you feel, what you sense. Give the body more space. Yes, nice. Start talking with your body, with the other one. Mm-hmm. And maybe you see something nice from the other person, you can incorporate it. Be curious. You got all directions, you got up and down, you can start playing. Can express with sounds how you feel. Give it more voice, yes. There. Ah. Hey.
You.
There's no talking. Still in your body, in the future body. Okay. In your future, but you're still moving. Okay. What's different? Now, take up a different speed. Go a bit quicker. To have, yes. How? What's starting to coming up? When you start to move quicker. Who is appearing? What's appearing? What's the sound? Yeah. Nice guy. Sounds. Yeah, go quicker. Okay, start moving freely through the room. You can feel the whole room. Do you connect with anybody else? Something similar? With who do you feel like playing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, make it bigger. Wow. Give it more speed.
Oh.
connect with the other. You say, I'm you. I'm you. I'm you. I'm you. I'm you. Take up what the other ones. Move around. I'm you. Hey, I'm you. I'm you. And take up the body of the other one. Take what's expressing. I'm you. Don't speak, just say, you can say, I'm you. But I'm you, or you just think it, I'm you, I'm you. Try to talk from your higher self, from your future self. I'm you, you, you. And go with it, yes. Body impacts the movement of the other body. We are one. Move as a group. There are different speeds, that's okay. There are different movements, but you are, we are one. Make it bigger. Make it louder. We are one. Repeat just that. That's your mantra. We are one. We are one. Shout it out.
Hey. We are one.
Yeah, come on. More. We are one. Repeat it.
We are one.
We are one.
We are one. We are one. We are one.
Play with it.
We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one.
Work on it. Work on it, we are one.
We are one.
are one body. We are one body. We are one body. We are one body. One body. One body. Present. and slowly get aware again of your body. Slowly let go of the contact with the other. Slowly, slowly, don't hurry. Close your eyes, and slowly step back. Slowly take the energy. You know you are one, but you are so yourself, your own. Slowly take the energy in, take the greatness in, power. Close still your eyes, have the eyes closed, and just feel. Great. Close your eyes. Now feel your body. What do you feel? What image do you have? What do you sense? How light or how heavy are you? How big or how small do you feel? How open is your heart? Feel into the body you had before. Can you feel it? How does it move? How does it see? How does it feel? What's different? Start moving again, just for yourself, and find again a place in the room where you feel safe, where you feel fine. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to stay? Find a place. Take your time to find a place where you feel fine. Close your eyes, feel into yourself. Now imagine you're standing in front of a mirror. And you are looking at yourself. With all the experience you had, what can you see? What's different? What has changed? Then you consciously step out of that body you've been for half an hour. Consciously step out like a costume, just, and then say goodbye, look at that body, and say thank you and goodbye to this body, and to the experience. Is there any gift this body gives to you, this being? See if there's anything they want to give. give you. Maybe it's a word, maybe it's a picture, maybe it's a sound. Okay, then say goodbye to the body. And come to sit down somewhere where you are, where you feel like sitting down, more comfortable. Close your eyes. Find one or two or three words that express your experience. Or maybe it's an image, maybe it's a being. What's coming up? Can you feel into it? What's word, what? And with the eyes closed, has everybody found a word or two? Is somebody still looking for? Then, in this space, I would like you to share this word to the group and just listen to it and feel it and let it in and listen to the space in between the words. Whoever feels like it says it, gives it into here, into the middle. Relaxed self-confidence. Let it go in. What does that mean? What does that feel like?
Lightness, love.
Lightness, love. What does that feel like? Let it in. Let it drop in. Strength and grounding. Grounded.
Sacredness and magnificence.
Can you repeat, please?
Sacredness and magnificence.
Magnificence and?
Sacredness.
Sacredness. Drop that in. Where does that feel in your body?
Wholeness. Connection in the present moment.
Connection in the present moment. Feel that.
A pulsating star with a lot of heat.
Sorry?
A pulsating star with a lot of heat.
A pulsating star with a lot of heat.
Heart expansion. Heart expansion.
Heart extension.
Expansion.
Old and laughing.
Older laughing?
Yeah.
Older laughing. Feel that.
Comfort.
Comfort. Beautiful and
empowering.
Joy of togetherness.
Joy of togetherness.
No words.
No words. Let that in.
Thank you, young me.
Thank you, young me.
A new beginning.
A new beginning. Creativity.
A story with no narrator.
A story with no narrator.
Oceanic mirror.
Oceanic mirror. Pulsing. Pulsing. Okay. Does anybody else want to share something?
Caring heart.
Caring heart.
Healing.
Healing. Healing heart. Okay, then open up your eyes. Look at each other now. What can you see? What's different? What has changed? What do you feel?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want us to respond? Or at least return?
Sorry?
Do you want us to respond? Or?
No. Well, if you want to. If you want to say. I think it's okay. It's okay. I would like to give you a little what you said, this word. Carry it, maybe you can write it down for you. Carry it with you. And connect to this word maybe during the day or these days here. What is it what I feel with this word? And maybe as a little exercise, show up like that for 5 minutes during the day, maybe 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, and 5 minutes in the evening. What does that mean, this word for you? Maybe it's another word you like. What does it mean to be the star? Or when you say relaxed, openness, or how do you feel that in the body? How could you express this when you are with somebody, when you talk with somebody? Try to take it and be it for 5 minutes. And when you feel comfortable with it, you can be it a bit longer. You understand? But
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just you experienced something for a moment. For this moment here, something precious was given to you. So this is for you. It's your little secret, or it's your little gift. And we got a way of being every day. It's our way of being. But we are able to be also a bigger self, a different self. And we often want to be a different self, but we always catch back into the current self, our fears. So here there's something you said, oh, love. Okay, where did I feel that? Here, the heart opening, it goes out. So take this feeling, maybe you can tune into it like a sound and say, okay, tomorrow in the breakfast, when I eat breakfast and I'm in contact with somebody, for 5 minutes I try to let this feeling in. Or when you walk through the rooms, or when you see somebody, give this as an attitude from yourself to the world, because we need more of that. Okay, I've got here a little, it's a bit little written bits, small written, but just a little handout of what we did, more or less. And here on the back there's an observation pad. So if you feel like you can write the word in here, you can do a drawing or whatever, and even small written down is my email. So if you feel like sending me an email, an observation of what you discovered, and from the emails I receive, I will send it out to the others, just that we share it. It's not more than that. So, and okay, and I just okay. Does anybody want to say anything else, or is it okay to stop here?
Thank you.
Nothing is really my own. All things. Well, look at this. I didn't know how many to do, but it's perfect. So I like that.
So
that's. Beautiful. And if anybody wants, there's a card with my address on, so I put it just here, feel free. And well, what's mine, I don't know, what's not mine, I don't even know. It's in integral coaching, what I learned is we have a current way of being, and what we work with metaphors of how I am now. And then we think where we would want to be. And that's the new way of being. My way of being allows me to do what I'm able to do, and I do it my way, and that's me, how I do it. But when I want to change something, I try to do it from my way, and I always get in a circle, and it doesn't really change. So why we have to look for a new metaphor that can be the bright star, for example. If I would do things like the bright star, I would do it different than when I do it as the backpacker. So it's about how do I get from where I am to where I want to be. And we work a lot with the metaphor to make it a mirror of what we are, because that's the most difficult step, to see who I am. And then to be able to step out who I am and to integrate the new being. So that's from integral coaching. Then from my acting, I say, okay, how do I build a new body? How do I build a character? So I, with acting students, I made a lot of these improvisations. Like I made a project about body work, and that was then building one body and all the nice things you did too. And then I thought, okay, what would be if I would mix those two things? So this was you were so kind to come here and to try it out. So I'm very grateful, because I haven't done it yet with not actors. So it's always a difficulty to know how far do you want to go. So I really enjoyed it, how things grew.
Did you notice anything particular about us then not being actors professionally versus working with actors?
Maybe a bit shy at the beginning. So as you're not used to, oof, what does he want me to do? What do I have to move? Oh, I don't really feel like moving. But then when the flow comes, the flow is there. So there's no, for me, there's no difference. Because everybody's capable of creating. Yeah?
Do you want to share with us what you noticed when we became one? Because the reason I'm asking is I have no idea what happened.
Huh?
There was a trance phase where...
You don't know what happened?
No. I don't know how one thing led to another.
That's okay.
I'm just curious what you observed.
I observed how you got there. But it grew always more and more together. And it was for me just nice to see the confidence you had with each other and the care you had with each other. And it was very getting playful. You went underneath, through, around. Somebody was maybe guarding the space like a star. And then there was this immense force. And it was so nice because you all managed to get into it. You were one. So, and that's a nice thing. That's a nice thing when you get into some... Now, I don't have to do a play with you. Otherwise, now difficulty would be, how do I reproduce this? So that's very okay. Time gets very relative in those moments, because it's something different. It's not here, it's in the whole being. So that was my hope, that you will be able to get into a state of being. Okay. Thank you.